the Cardinals have kind of been looking at you. We know Bruce went down to work you out. What kind of vibe were you getting from the Cardinals before the draft? Does this surprise you at all, or is this kind of what you were thinking?
It's not really surprising, but first of all, I'm just extremely excited about it. I had a pretty good idea that I had a chance to go to the Cardinals, and in all honesty, this is what I was hoping.
How come?
It just felt right from the first time meeting Coach Arians and Coach Kitchens, and it just it just felt right from the very beginning, and I'm extremely excited about it.
What does it mean to go to a guy like Bruce, who's worked with so many great quarterbacks?
It means a ton. I think it kind of shows he's willing to work with a guy and build him up and create him into a pretty much a monster in the way they play football. So, it's been for me. I couldn't have gone into a better situation. I'm very blessed.
There's obviously been a lot of criticism about your accuracy and those kinds of things, and whether you can translate to this level as a quarterback. What do you say about that? Do you feel confident that this can work for you?
Oh, I'm 100% confident in it. I've grown as a quarterback in this off season. Everybody's basing it off of the season, which I understand. That's what's on film. But this off season was the chance I was able to really go refine some things, and I feel really, really good about it, and I'm excited to make steps.
Working out with George Whitfield, I mean, besides the accuracy, what are some of the things you've been working on?
Just make sure I keep my footwork right. And then being able to put a little bit of touch on the ball when at all possible. That's really what the quarterback comes down to, is being able to throw an accurate ball and letting them run after the catch and, getting out of some trouble when you need to get out of trouble and, making plays on your feet sometimes. And so, it's really the whole chaos thing with George Whitfield that really made me decide to go with him.
What was it like in college going through a couple different coordinators? How much do you think that may have affected your offense and possibly your game?
I don't think it has anything to do with anything else. I mean, the three different coordinators, it's always tough to get adjusted. I had three different coordinators in three different years that I started, but you end up getting the feel. But I mean, it always makes it harder. But being able to pick up the system, it was never really hard. It was just, the personnel part of it.
Are you confident the Cardinals see you solely as a quarterback and there are not discussions about trying you anywhere else?
Yeah, I'm 100% confident that it's solely a quarterback. And, we've been in contact. Obviously, we've talked about it. So, yeah, it's 100% a quarterback.
Were there some teams that considered you a tight end?
Yeah, I mean, there were some that did, and when they asked me questions about it, I was like, look, I'm a quarterback first. That's what I want to be. That's what I'm going to be. I mean, I understand if you want a package or two that, I play two or three plays a game where, when I'm backing somebody up and learning, if that's what you want. But I really want to be a quarterback solely, and Coach Arians and the staff agreed with me on that.
There's a good chance you spend a year working behind Carson Palmer. What can you learn from him, and where can you improve most spending a year on the bench?
Yeah, I think it's completely just learning how to be a professional in general. Some guys get thrown into the fire right off the start where, they got to go in there and, they're to demand everything. They're the ones that everybody looks at. I have the opportunity to sit back, watch, learn, and learn from a guy who's been in the league for a good amount of time and just had a lot of success in the league as well. So I really have the opportunity to learn. And, learning at this age is something that, anybody needs. And then once I get my shot is when you really start moving forward.
What part of your game would you like to improve on the most?
I think it's not one certain thing. I think it's from the overall standpoint. Just being a quarterback, being able to throw the ball in the pocket, being able to throw the ball outside the pocket, being able to command a team, being that leader. There's always room for improvement in every area, and that's what I need to do.